I'm Shobha, representing Citizen News Service, and I am in conversation with the very famous Dr. Suresh. Dr. Suresh, please, I would like you to introduce yourself and then talk something about the risk factors involved in a diabetic foot. What is the advice you give that there is early referral to a specialist so that conditions don't go without hands? What are the symptoms a patient should be looking at? And relation between a diabetic foot and other diseases, if there is a relation, if it triggers off other diseases, that is most important. And how do we manage the psychological or mental health aspect of such a patient? Over to you, doctor.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Suresh. I'm a vascular surgeon. I'm a director of the Institute of Vascular Sciences, Bangalore. Also in charge of the Integrated Foot Care Services, which is the Diabetic Foot Care Department in Bangalore. Now, the first question you asked is, what are the risk factors for developing a diabetic foot? The diabetic foot is a word used for all the complications that take place in the foot in a diabetic patient, obviously. Major risk factors, first is, obviously, the poor blood sugar control. Anything that happens to diabetes, if you don't have blood sugar control, any organ can affect it. The highest affected in India is the foot right now. Now, what happens in the foot is all the blood vessels, small or big blood vessels, can be affected. The tiny so-called microangiopathy, tiny blood vessels get affected. The nerves get affected. That's called neuropathy, or the weakness of the nerves. The other aspect is, the blood vessels get blocked, and that's called ischemia, which means the lack of blood supply to the particular organ. So two components of diabetes are nerve damage and blood vessel damage. Both can be together, apart, or individually. So what happens in nerve damage is, initially patients may not have any symptoms at all. They may not know until they develop symptoms, because in India they don't have annual checkups. So one of the first symptoms is numbness in the foot, lack of feeling of the foot. Like when you walk, you feel like you're walking on a sponge. There are various, some people say like shock, some people say pins and needles, some people say ants walking on. All are early symptoms of diabetic neuropathy when the sensations are gone. Now, as the disease progresses, this is called motor neuropathy, which means the muscles of the foot become weak, because muscles also require nerve supply. The nerves damage, muscles become weak, toes get curled, clawed, or become irregular. Okay? Third is called autonomic neuropathy, which means the nerve supply to the sweat glands, especially, they are gone. The foot needs to sweat to lubricate and keep things moist. So when this is neuropathy occurs, apart from loss of sensation and clawing of the toes and abnormal foot texture, foot posture, the sweating is gone, they become dry, cracked and swollen. So when you have all three...
Does that happen in other diabetic patients also? There's some dryness of the skin. Very often it is not...
Dryness of the skin is common in a lot of people, non-diabetics also.
Non-diabetics also, but diabetics...
Non-diabetics is not dangerous.
But does this trigger off dryness, the diabetes in some patients?
Diabetic nerve damage, the foot triggers off dryness. One part of treatment. So your three components, all three working against each other. Now, once you sense no sensation, the commonest thing is in India, walking barefoot. You can step on a nail. Diabetes won't know it for 2-3 days, until the foot is swollen, the infection smell. Only then they notice. So another problem, loss of protective sensation. We need gift of pain as humans. No pain, you don't go to doctor. No pain, doctor then examine. So unfortunately, loss of pain is a major factor in diabetic foot. Okay. The other aspect of this thing is blocked arteries. The arteries get blocked, like the heart attack. Call this a leg attack. Leg attack is more dangerous than heart attack. Unfortunately, people don't know that. When it gets blocked, the blood supply to that area becomes less. So let's say a wound, you step on a nail, hit a door at home, or step on a whatever. Yeah. That requires 30% increased blood supply to heal. The diabetic patient in a blocked artery cannot supply it. Also, it's already delayed because of nerve damage. If it cannot supply it, it becomes more infected, gangrene. And then, other important aspect is, one of the last questions asked is, what is the effect on the other organs? When you have blocked artery in the leg in a diabetic, 70% have blockage in the heart or the brain. So leg is the mirror of the body, not the heart. Like they have a heart attack, only 30% of blocked arteries are mirrors. Your leg attack, 70%, that means these people have more chance of dying from a heart attack or a stroke in future. So not just the leg, diabetes is total body disease. So this is the impact of diabetes.
And what are the advice you give for early referral to the specialist?
Any diabetic for 5 years, he's likely to have nerve damage. So, first thing I would advise any Indian, including myself, have a semi-annual or annual checkup.
Okay.
We are terrible at it.
Yes, we are terrible.
Even if you have a disease,
we don't go.
Recommendation even at 40 years.
Especially in the case of women, doctor. I am a woman and I realize that women, unless she is on the bed, she herself wouldn't care for herself.
Well, that's good. Women care more for others. That's good at Indian women. That's a positive thing.
Yes.
But they don't care for themselves.
Yes,
so they take their children, their husband and work.
It becomes very negative also in that.
Women come, in fact, you're right, they come later.
Yes.
So, which means you're diabetic. You need to have blood sugar checked frequently. You go to diabetologist frequently. First thing. Next is, any diabetic 5 years have to have his foot checked. Examine at least every 6 months. If you have a risk already, nerve damage, blood vessel, every 6 months. Most important thing is please wear a footwear. Proper footwear. There are all kinds of diabetic footwear sold in India. Majority are not diabetic footwear. We have some social problems, you cannot go to temple, cannot go to kitchen. Somehow you have to work around it. A footwear prevents amputation and life loss. Simple 300-400 rupees.
Here also comes in, doctor, about faith healers and a lot of quacks in the field, and a lot of traditional medicines also have diabetes. I do not know. These days we have on the TV, Baba Ramdev says, I can cure diabetes. These things, we may scoff at them, but they are taken very seriously by certain people.
Faith healers and quackery, I don't think anybody is indulging. But if you talk Indian medicine, I don't have to talk about it. I'm sure there are good things
good
in Indian medicine. We don't know that.
Yes.
So I'm sure a lot of people have taken it and gotten better.
Yes.
So you cannot discount that.
Yes.
Discount. So you need to look at that. Yes. Even they are quacking in Indian medicine and allopathy medicine.
Allopathy also,
so
yes.
Somebody
yes.
who is very good in Indian medicine,
right.
A real diabetologist, real
right.
surgeon,
right.
somebody who is quasi-surgeon.
Right.
So I'm sure
right.
they have good things.
Right, right. And comorbidity in diabetes. Patients with diabetic foot, what are the
yes.
comorbidities?
Like already mentioned, diabetic foot also denotes that there is systemic effect.
Yes.
Like could have a heart problem. Diabetic people, advanced neuropathy, nerve damage associated with kidney failure. So, not complete failure, if you test it, you will find the kidney problem. High. In India, the highest number of admissions in diabetes is foot problem. Closest is eye. So these two kind of go in hand in hand. Next comes the heart, then comes the kidney. So eye and diabetic, and especially if you have poor eyesight, you have a high chance of having a diabetic problem. And if you have both, you have a high chance of a lot of other things, like you fall down and have hip fractures,
right.
you may not be
right.
diabetes.
And how does a patient with the diabetes, or more so with a diabetic foot, deal with it at the psychological level?
See, when you're early diabetic, it is not that diabetics live better than non-diabetics. I'll make it clear. Provided they discipline themselves. See, I'm not a diabetic, so I may not be disciplined. I go eat anything I want. I drink anything I want. I don't exercise. When a diabetic follows things, they become fitter. So they shouldn't think this is it. Now, we need to realize, either you control the disease, or disease controls you. You cannot make it go away. You cannot stop age. You cannot cure diabetes. Control. You control it. You live equal or better than a non-diabetic. Majority. Certain people get worse. That doesn't mean to say that
that can
certain
happen
people
with
get cancer
yes.
40.
Yes.
That's better.
Right.
So don't let the disease get you. And then quality of life. You shouldn't really stop doing things because like foot. People stop doing things. No, quality of life is important. Especially in diabetics are 20 years younger than the
yes.
Western counterparts.
Yes.
You cannot stop working at 50.
Yes.
45,
right.
small children. So you got to get in your mind that I can do it, I can beat the disease, control the disease. So control it, that's the negative control.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you very much.